Hello everyone, we now have sound second start. There were some people who were having it right, they were receiving the show, but some people, like 80% of the crowd, seems to have no audio sometime, and I have to click on reset stream, but I cannot do it before. Very annoying, Odyssey. You have to figure out why do we have to reset stream to hear audio. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Today I've been working super hard on the greenhouse. I now have 3 lines of water getting into the greenhouse, 1 line of water getting outside of the greenhouse, so I can at will spray with water my vegetables. And I also have 2 of the lines are automated. It's now done, and I'm now ready to work on the soil so that I can plant maybe in 5, 10, or 15 days. We'll see how cold it is, but it's going well. It's going extremely well. I'm very proud of having this automated system, which I had practiced because I wanted to practice the plumbing on the raised bed, and I saw that it worked, so I wanted the same thing in my greenhouse. But it was a lot of work digging the whole tunnel to pass the pipelines because I didn't want them to be exposed to the sun. So I dig the tunnel, I brought 3 different pipes, and I was just putting grass and dirt over it, so they are buried and all set right now. And this year I'm starting to work on the greenhouse, on the soil, and I'm using landscape fabric. Last year we had tried the newspaper method to stop herbs, to stop invasive plants that we don't like, and just to concentrate, just so that the soil can give all that it has to the plant you want to farm. I was satisfied with the newspaper, however, it's not a permanent solution. Year after year, it's very clear. Even in the first year, we were starting to see some flaws in the newspaper, and you would have weeds grow through the newspaper. So I'm trying a new thing, which is landscape fabric. We've seen it at one of our friends' farms, and it looks good. It seems that it's going to stay for many years, and it lets all of the nutrients and water pass, and it also preserves the wetness of the soil, so it covers it from the sun. And on top of it, it stops the herbs from growing, so you can just dig a little hole. You cover the whole greenhouse in landscape fabric, and you just dig a little hole. You just cut a little hole through it where you want to plant your plants. So I think I'm going to attain 0 weeds level. I think it's going to be awesome this year. Mama JF has seen me work all day. How are you doing, Mama JF?
Yes, my God, you're working so hard.
Oh yeah, and I'm totally wrecked. My shoulders are hurting. Thankfully, Mama JF is giving me massage to ease the pain.
Oh my God. Man, wait, it's crazy, Mark. I've never seen such a technological garden.
It's starting to be a high technology garden. Controllable by the cell phone. We can water when we want. It's going to be insane.
My God. Yes. And me too, I did something yesterday. I planted the...
Oh yeah, what? How do you call those?
The burdock.
The burdocks. Yes. So they're the, we used to call that, we used to make war with this when we were young, because the fruit of this plant is like spiky. Yes. And we were throwing it to each other with the hope that it would stick to our shirts and we would be labeled as injured from the war.
Oh, really?
Yes, so to us it was a weapon of war, but it's also a plant, and Mama JF has planted some. You made me buy a big trash can.
Yes, because it's the... You know when you go to the Chinese store in Montreal,
mm-hmm.
they have the big root like this.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are the roots like? Because I don't remember when you bought those. Is it like white roots?
You don't look on Google. Yes, it's a Chinese root, okay? And me, I use this. I make juice with this. To do the detox.
Ah, okay, these things. Oh yeah, I remember Mama JF coming out of the Chinese store with 1 meter long burdock roots. It's insanely long.
Yeah.
So that's why you needed a trash can, because you wanted to farm them very deep.
Yes, because I heard it's really hard to harvest them.
Uh-huh.
So in a trash can, you can just empty the trash can.
Oh, like, yeah, nice.
Yes, because me, I do the detox sometimes, okay, and I eat only vegetable and juice, and I make juice with this.
Mm-hmm. And oh, yeah, I remember getting sick from this.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, even one time I was working in a sushi restaurant, and the chef was there. Because they put this in sushi.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so the chef was preparing this to put to, I think they cooked them or something. And then me, I told him, yes, I know the burdock. Me, I do juice with it and I drink it. And then he looked at me and he was like, oh, you're one of these people. You're this kind of people.
Like, the vegans.
Yeah. I think it's not normal to do that.
So we've planted a couple of fruits of those. It was not clear if is the seed, is there like 20 seeds all around the fruit, or is the fruit the seed? It wasn't clear, but in any case, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I don't even know. Oh, no, I'm not even sure it's the right kind. Because we took it like at our friend's house. I'm not even sure it's going to do the good.
Ah, yeah, maybe these don't have the long roots.
Oh, no.
But in any case, that's what the fruit was looking like, but very dried. But, you know, there's purple things that seem to hold some seeds. Unclear if it will work.
Yes, but I'm so proud of you, DF. It's so nice, the greenhouse now.
Oh, yeah, well, we're going to live garden luxury.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be sitting on the couch, just turning on, turning off the water. Zero effort gardening. We're going to get there, boys. Study: testosterone treatment turns Democrat voters more conservative. I'm not surprised, but it's interesting. It's not a new study. They quote a study from November 2021. Professor Paul Zak found out that, if you give people testosterone, they turn more right-wing. So not surprising, because right wing ultimately is, as the AI once explained to us, right wing thinking is ultimately the male strategy in the world, and left wing thinking is the female strategy. Although you have some males who vote left and you have some females who vote right, it's pretty much how it goes. There was a entropy super chat during the night. Carlota has sent a super chat. He says, what's the evolutionary reason for the current success and huge donations for the least intellectually stimulating show ever? A 4-hour right-wing gossip show with Warski laughing hysterically every 10 seconds. I didn't even know that Andy Warski was producing a show, so I cannot inform you about this. I don't know what's happening with Andy, and I would be surprised if he had a right-wing show. I guess you're calling it a right-wing show loosely. Andy Warski has never been the sharpest tool in the shed, and I don't think he can sustain an ideological right-wing position, like express it with his word. But I cannot inform you about what's the evolutionary reason, because I don't know. I've not been following. Is Andy doing this on YouTube? How is that working? I don't know. Bird Dude. People will remember Bird Dude. Bird Dude is desperate. His tactic for reproduction didn't work, and... But he's complaining about my counseling to you guys. He's saying on the Discord, then you have hope. If you, it was on a long streak of things talking about his despair. And he says, then you have hope. If you really thought you were doomed and you cared about your future, you would be in despair like we are. We, the incels. I think I'm among the first involuntary incels, the in-incels. Well, that's my current conclusion. Ironically, urging single guys to breed is the absolute worst thing you can do to make it so they do breed. And I dread the possibility that JF knows. He's keenly aware of the interplay of signals. It's not the message that matters, it's the effect of the message, because I trusted him to lead me. He's basically saying that I may be a deceiver because I'm telling you guys the important thing to do in life is reproducing. And he's like, the effect of JF's discourse is to lead young men like me into despair. Because he's telling us the truth, but this truth is so hard to handle that it puts us in a mood where we can't be relaxed anymore. And because we can't be relaxed, we can't find a girlfriend. But dude, imagine the alternative. Imagine having no one on the public space ever speak about reproduction and how important it is. Then what you would end up with is so many people deceived on the non-reproductive path. Oh, you would have people carelessly living, but eventually the biological clock would run, and they would be like, they would be at 40 year old without children, and they'd be like, why didn't anyone tell me? The fact is, not engaging on the subject of the importance of reproduction would be much more hurtful than the little despair that you are currently experiencing. There would be much less reproduction if we don't have anyone standing for this ID on the public space. Then everyone would be exposed to the leftist propaganda, and there wouldn't be an alternative out there to see differently, to at least, if you stay childless in your life, to be able to say, well, at least JF informed me about this, informed me about how it is not the right way to live and how it will not lead to my happiness. Now, you feel despair because you've not been successful up to now, but you have to keep trying. At least you're on the right path. At least I told you the truth about life. You're a machine to reproduce. Don't come with this existential questioning and, oh my God, I didn't succeed, and now JF told me it was so important, now I feel crap. Come on, like, you wouldn't want me to deceive you. You wouldn't want me to take you on the wrong path, which would be to lie to you and say, oh no, all you have to enjoy about life is barbecue and have lots of friends, and it's all bullshit. So don't give me this bullshit that somehow I'm telling you the truth, and by telling you the truth, I'm hurting you. You do what you want with the truth, by the way. If you want to keep going in your life and live like you never heard about JF, and just emulate not knowing what I told you, emulate not having taken the red pill. But it's not true that it's going to disable you on the dating scene to be aware of all the truths. You have to be careful about what you display. You don't want to approach a woman and from the start tell her, I am red pill, what about you? That's not worth it. But you can totally take the truth in that you learn in this show and then be soft on the social side about not exposing right away to any woman you meet that you are red pilled on the woman question. It's a question of emulation, imitation, and it's the game. It's the game you have to play. I'd rather you know the game you're in, at least when you watch me. If you were watching someone else or an anti-natalist person or the entire world of anti-natalism, including public schools, then you wouldn't even know the game you're in. I'd rather tell you which game you're in. Carlos Kilface says, if it wasn't for JF, I wouldn't have two children. JF is a great man. See, there you go. Already a positive outlook in the world. And yeah, it's hard, bird dude, the dating scene. But the way you adore, the way you kind of, you would want to be blue-pilled, you would want not to know, you would want to just be relaxed because you have the impression that relaxed guys get all the girls. This is also an hallucination of you. It's a story you tell yourself. You do have to display some amount of relaxed attitude to attract a woman, but you can have the relaxed attitude while not being relaxed inside. You just learn to play it. That's the game. That's the game of reproduction. Artemis says, one thing that comes across listening to Bird Dude is that he is maybe a bit too much into JF. I'm afraid that he is too much influenced by him, and now he's blaming him for his actions. Yeah, and, you know, I've never represented this show as being as having a guarantee of helping you in life. However, I do defend the claim that what I told Bird Dude and what I tell guys in general is the right approach to life, to dating life. It's at least the truth about it. And the truth is always the beginning. You cannot go forward without the truth. If you don't have the truth, then you are in an imaginary world and you are being misguided. Mama JF is coming in. What's up, Mama JF?
Maybe it's better like this, because seriously, like when I told him maybe it's not a good idea to do this, it's because he says, I have nothing to lose from this, okay? But you don't know, okay? You don't know in the metaphysical space, okay? On your soul, this will have an impact in the karma, on your karma of the world, okay? You leave a little baby alone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how it's gonna impact.
Oh, you mean it's good that he didn't succeed?
Yes.
Yes. So by not succeeding, he's basically done what you were recommending, which is not get the random baby disconnected from him. Well, now Bird Dude can work at getting a baby that he can be a father of. Somehow it's a good news.
Yes, it's good news. You don't know what, because after you would have to deal with the karma of this whole life of this person, you don't know how it works, the energy.
Yeah, and the karma, who knows? Sometimes it's multiplicative, sometimes it's divisive.
You think so?
I was just throwing it out there. I have no idea.
My God, you don't know
that. What's 0 multiplied by 15? 0. the role of karma in our lives.
No, not like that.
Oh my God, Mama JF and her Chinese influence and karmic and Buddhist influences. That's what happens when you eat too much vegetables in your life. Dr. Jordan Peterson has abandoned Twitter. At least it's what he claims. But his account is still tweeting, but maybe tweeting robotic stuff, maybe it's his staff tweeting, but apparently Jordan Peterson said, I told my staff to change my password to keep me from temptation, and I'm departing once again. If I have something to say, I'll write an article or make a video. If the issue is not important enough to justify that, then perhaps it would be best to just let it go. The endless flood of vicious insult is really not something that can be experienced anywhere else. I like to follow the people I know, but I think the incentive structure of the platform makes it intrinsically and dangerously insane. Someone says, my staff equals his daughter. Maybe. But we've seen since then that there are some posts, but they are very... like promotional posts. Beyond order, playing cards are now available for pre-order. Oh my God. Oh my God. The book Beyond Order has been made into a playing card deck. Oh my God. All of this was related to a series of attacks and insults that Jordan has been receiving following his tweet, which was itself an attack and an insult. I mean, it's fine, but Jordan Peterson was saying that fat woman on the swimsuit magazine is not beautiful. He says, sorry, not beautiful, and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that. I agree. This whole let's put forward fat woman Listen, if I'm going to buy a magazine, there it's going to be to see a splendid, extraordinarily beautiful woman. Most of the time, I just won't buy a magazine. In fact, never. I will never buy a magazine. But if I'm going to buy a magazine, that you would have to stun me with something very spectacular. And this woman is not spectacular. She is just fat and not beautiful. And so Jordan Peterson was right on his judgment. However, of course, when you judge people, people will judge you back, especially in the current circumstance of leftism, who are fighting for fat acceptance. However, they're not fighting for like racist acceptance or maybe right-wing acceptance. The leftists want the acceptance of certain subcategories of victimhood. Being a right-wing thinker is not part of it. Sigidam Sengis says, "Hey, Jeff, what's the evolutionary explanation for simps? Seems like there is a self-deception occurring in the mind of the simp, especially for guys who throw resources at women who live in other parts of the world, zero chance of reproduction." Yeah, I think that there's a very good explanation for simps. I believe that in the ancestral domain in which we were evolving, being a simp was probably a very good strategy, and there were not much opportunities at which you could simp but not get a shot at reproduction. Because inevitably, if you were to simp to a female 1 week, 2 weeks, without clothes, maybe with scantily clothed, in a tribe where basically your penis is at less than 1 meter from her vagina at any time you simp, there would be a point at which somehow she feels like a need for sex, and you're there because you're always there, and boom, you get an act of reproduction. But today, with condoms, birth pill, and the internet, and the possibility of communicating across the world, simping has become an evolutionary trap. So that's how I see it. Simping in a tribal jungle like environment is probably extremely paying. Like, think about it. You're gonna simp for a whole month, and it's cold outside and there's rain, and the lady eventually will need some insemination, and maybe there won't be an alpha male, a non-simp out there at that moment, and so you're going to be there. Now, the problem of the modern world is there are so many replacements. The simp really is just getting drained of his money, but he's not getting the opportunity to fuck. That's it. If you'd like to support the show, click on the dollar button below. In the regular chat on Odyssey. Odyssey is my favorite platform for super chat. It's a wonderful platform, and they allow credit card use. Entropy is also an option. The link is in the description if you'd like to send a super chat. Biden's disinfo board paused as Scary Poppins resigns. I love that they have called this lady Scary Poppins, in reference to Mary Poppins, who was singing, and Scary Poppins is also singing, but because she's also part of a Ministry of Truth, it makes the thing a little more scary. John Kowitz, who was featured in the newspaper for being part somehow of the Zelensky team, somehow she was involved in the Zelensky election team in Ukraine, and like media communication type of thing. And she's also named the head of the DHS Disinformation Governance Board. But the backlash on the internet has been so hard that at this point she will be resigning. They have confirmed, according to The Hill, Jane Kowitz will indeed resign. Apparently yesterday she has already written her draft resignation letter. And the DHS Disinformation Governance Board has been put on pause. The problem is there are so much people laughing at it, so much people dragging them into the mud, and ultimately the whole there's a problem with the First Amendment. You cannot attack certain communications in the US without ultimately impeding on people's First Amendment right. No matter what this disinfo board would have done, at some point they would have had to select the speech of certain American citizens and say, that's wrong. JF is wrong on this, JF is wrong on that, or Jack Posobiec is wrong on this. And even if they didn't name the people, they would still have attacked the IDs. And it's not clear that you can have this in the US. Long term, I think they would have had lots of cases in the Supreme Court. Now, they could have had their little pamphlet saying, oh, we're not attacking disinformation, we're just pressing for information, for alternative information, for people to be properly informed. But then don't call it the Disinformation Governance Board. Then it's an Information Governance Board. Silver Spider says, so many people are going to die of misinformation now, JF. I've made the case about this. People are also dying of information. People in Ukraine right now are dying of information. They're dying from the information of the Ukraine government, who told them, you can win this war. Artemis has sent a $25 super chat. Thank you so much for supporting the show. I'm going to use all of that money to build my greenhouse soil. It's going to be awesome. I still have a couple of things to buy, but we have a big pile of manure. That's a very good start. We have a huge pile of wood chip and some landscape paper, and some landscape fabric, and I'll be ready to start doing the soil. Artemis has said, hey, JF, what's your views on tattoos? Do you think one could increase his chances on the dating scene if they had tats? Tats. Personally, I think it's cooler to have no tattoos. Tattoos is for normies now. Everyone and their moms have tattoos. But strategically, should we get tattoos to get chicks? Absolutely not. There is no function in getting tattoos. First, people who get tattoos are displaying some form of inner dissatisfaction with who they are. Even if it's just to remember something, you hear that from some of these guys and girls with tattoos. They'll say, that was just a part of my life. I wanted to write it on me, you know, so that I can remember that I've moved on from this stage. It's like, okay, you have emotional problems. You have to work on your stoicism. Now, that's just the first layer. The problem is you have second layers of dissatisfaction, which is a woman who puts tattoos on. You are hurting something extremely beautiful. There is nothing more beautiful than the pure woman body just naked. And yet you will print disgusting ink. It's ink that's not even black, by the way. It's like, if they could make tattoos with clean writing, maybe. But not even then. But the thing is, they make these tattoos with disgusting gray, bluish, disgusting type of ink. It's not even beautiful. If you were an artist and had a chance to use that ink on a paper, you wouldn't, because it's ink that sucks visually. Now, there's nothing more beautiful than the naked woman body, and yet they will staple stuff on this that is absolutely disgusting. You lose approximately 2 points on the 0-10 scale of beauty when you have tattoos for women. For men, maybe the loss of beauty isn't there. But anyways, men don't charm with beauty. But for women, it makes the skin look old. Like, I see a woman with tattoos, she seems ruined by life. Whereas the whole idea of the beauty of females is to be the most natural possible, the closest to what the evolutionary forces have sculpted you. So for these reasons, it's really not good to have a tattoo. And on top of it, this whole dissatisfaction very often in women will illustrate a desire to destroy what is beautiful. You remember in Fight Club, I wanted to destroy something beautiful. That is what women want to do when they put tattoos on themselves. They want to show a revolution against the system of the patriarchy that assigns them the role of being beautiful in the dating market. So never forget that a tattoo on a woman is a label, it's a flag that says, I'm revolted against the system. And I'll tell you what she will be revolted against eventually, because her revolt against the system will wear off. Eventually, she will be revolted against you, the husband. Mama JF, does she have an opinion on tattoos?
Yes, I agree with you, JF.
Yes?
Me too. It was one of my boyfriend. He explained this to me, okay? And he even had me remove all my earrings. When I met him, I had like 10 earrings in one ear, I remember.
Really?
Yes.
I'd never seen you with these earrings.
No, he made me remove them. He said, we have to be all natural, all how the nature formed us. And this is so crazy, like you put metal in your skin, like it's like a sign of like a
violation of nature.
Yes, and tattoo is the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, sometimes you'll see through the tattoos, you'll see a beautiful woman. You'll be like, oh yeah, if she didn't have these tattoos, I know she would be beautiful. But you know, it's like, if you're gonna have beauty, why hide it behind something not beautiful? Now, as far as men goes, the whole beauty question being less important, the impact of a tattoo will inevitably be also less important. That doesn't mean you should get a tattoo if you're a man. Just know that if you go into that branch, the thing is, it's a form of emo behavior, and I don't know if you want to handle the kind of woman that will be attracted to this. The problem being, when you take a woman who has tattoos, she is revolted against the system. And you don't want this kind of revolutionary spirit in them. If you take a woman who wants to have you because you have tattoos as a man, the thing that she's going to be attracted to is this kind of dangerousness, toughness. Like, oh my God, I'm fucked up in the head. I'm drinking a beer right now and I could just break the bottle and start attacking someone. I don't know if you want to be that guy forever, because that's what she will expect if she picks you with tattoos. So if you want to be that unstable guy, like always at the borderline of emotion triggering, go ahead, be the anger guy. But to me, I wouldn't do it. Mama JF is here. What's up?
Hey, also, have you ever seen a little baby with, they put earrings in their little baby?
I didn't know this.
Yes, people did.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
Yes, it's so ugly. It doesn't look good. It's like your baby is so beautiful. Why do you want to pierce his skin like...
Yeah, it's a crime against nature. We should just let the babies grow into what nature made them. Anyways, it's the optimal thing. It's what evolution decided.
Yes. Yes, my ex lady always said the humans are perverted now. They always want to change nature and to manipulate it. Uh-huh. and to make it beautiful. It's like almost like changing your genes.
Yes, it's the beginning of the revolutionary phenotype.
Yes, oh my God, that's it. Oh my God.
Absolutely. So no, I totally stand against tattoos. Cosmic Nut says, hey mama, quelques mots en français si possible. Well, maybe when Mama JF comes back next time, she might say some words in French if she wants. The disinformation board is dead. Moaning Myrtle put on pause. Taylor Lawrence decries right-wing attacks. Nina Jankowicz was the victim of coordinated online attacks as the administration struggled to respond. How the Biden administration let right-wing attacks derail its disinformation effort. Of course, whenever they have disagreement, it's a coordinated campaign against them. But when they write it pieces about us, that's just, oh, you're just being punished for what you've done. People are judging you. It's normal. Well, people are judging you because you tried to open a disinformation minister, and they were right. Carlos Killface says, Jeff, can't remember if I asked you already, do leftist societies lead to a decrease in homosexual genes in future generations, unlike conservative societies that use social pressure to have homosexuals reproduce? That's what you would think. However, there is no historical society that has lasted long enough into leftism to even confirm this. Leftism is so unstable, and being so open to everything, including the own destruction of your own people, it's so unstable historically that it just doesn't happen long enough that we would see that effect. But if our current society can sustain itself and continue true with the LGBT propaganda over 1,000 years, then we'll certainly know. And it's going to be very interesting to see this. British volunteer says he was manipulated into joining the front line in Ukraine. The Briton told RT that he came to help civilians, but was pushed into combat by Ukrainian officers. Oh my God, don't go in a place where there is martial law. You don't have rights. They can send you to the front line, and they will. Thomas O'Ward says, typically, women will get a tattoo to commemorate an important event, such as reaching a double-digit sexual partner count. Usually, this will entail a small butterfly on the ankle, etc. Larger accomplishments inevitably result in a more impressive tattoo reward to recreate the dopamine effect. Is that true? Is that what's happening? That's bizarre, but maybe it's true. But yeah, the larger the tattoo on a woman, the more disgusting it is. And I can't... These things where they do in the lower back above the ass, and it's like... It's like an arrow with bizarre clouds that eventually points to the ass. It's so disgusting, so ridiculous. It's totally ruining a curved part of the female body that otherwise is very appreciable. Mama JF, what's up?
Hey.
Do you have something to say, or you just... someone wanted you to speak French.
Oui.
Est-ce que tu es capable de parler en français?
Mais je parle de quoi?
Parler de... Parle-moi de la greenhouse en français.
Ben moi, en fait, j'ai déjà pensé avoir un tatou, là. J'aimerais ça avoir un gros tatou dans mon dos, là, comme un gros dragon, genre.
Un gros dragon oui. Dans ton dos?
Oui! Ça serait hot!
Ça serait horrible.
Mais c'est ça...
On parle en français comme ça toute la journée. Hein. Les gens réalisent pas, mais on parle anglais que sur le show.
Oui, c'est ça là.
Ok.
Ok, on a fait le jardin aujourd'hui là. On est allé dehors. C'est bizarre. On est allé dehors, on a fait le jardin.
Ouais.
Un autre tatou, j'avais pensé peut-être me faire la face de GF, là, ici. Peut-être ça serait beau.
On the boobs and on the belly? Well, that would be very weird, but... I guess that if you look at it on a certain angle... you could see JF, and then maybe it could be a 3D display if you rotate. you would see other things. Yesterday, someone was complaining that I have misidentified myself as an int J, when in fact I'm an int P. And one of his arguments, among others, was that int P, that Richard Dawkins and Charles Darwin were int P, and it would therefore be very unlikely that I would break the streak and that I would be an int J. The thing is, I've read more and more about it because I didn't know much other than the fact that I passed the test and the test told me I'm int J, that I am an architect and not just a pure thinker. And I've read more about it and I'm very convinced that I'm an int J. So perhaps this is what explains ultimately the difference between me and Richard Dawkins as far as his cockery, his kneeling in front of the liberals and his tendency to be too open to thinking, too open rather than judgmental. I think it's ultimately the difference between me and Dawkins. But reading about the description, absolutely I am convinced that I am an int J. Because one of the major differences is that the int P is prospective. So those two are two intellectual types, and they are two logical masterminds, emotionless robots. So these two personalities would work with me as far as their main definition goes. But the ultimate difference is that the int P is prospecting and the int J is judging. And I'm a judging guy. I am a guy who sets, like, when I've decided that something is the truth in my head, it's over. And you suddenly, if you disagree with me, you just fall on another side of the universe as far as I'm concerned. And I'm like, X, this person does not exist, or this person is a fool, or I'm going to ignore what they have to say. I am a judgmental guy. I set my decisions and it's like, boom. And I don't care what other thinks. If I decide that I have a ground to pursue this definition or this truth, I will hold to it. And prospecting types of people, rather, are more like, oh, you know, anything could be true. We can connect this to so much other things. Everything is in everything. That's not my type of thinking. And so I don't know why you think I would be an int P. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm always straight to the point, always try to distill my thoughts, always try to do something useful with my thoughts. I'm not a pure thinker that is loose on the thinking side. Both commonly dubbed as emotionless robot or logical masterminds with no clue on how to navigate the social sphere or figure out romantic encounters, the int J and int P are among one of the most difficult pairs and brains to pick apart. Since they're both intuitive thinkers, it's quite common to mistype as the other. Based on first impressions, it can be extremely difficult to differentiate. They can appear identical on the outside, aloof, mysterious, and not easily swayed by authority. Both types are extremely intelligent and would make an ideal addition to any trivia or game show team. It may be easy to assume that final judging or perceiving preference simply if you're an inbox zero fan at heart or have a messy desk, but it's not that simple and can even be more confusing when your personality results show you sit right on the fence between the judging perceiving scale. Well, that's the thing. Ultimately, I don't sit on the fence of the judging perceiving scale. I've been making many tests on this. I'm always an extremely judgmental guy, extremely on the judging side. I set my judgment on things and I do not explore. You can read my book, for example, and you'll see some exploratory thinking, exploratory, all right, let's prospect, let's explore this idea or that idea, or let's see this opposing idea, which could contradict mine. But I would say this is a display. It's how I take the reader by the hand sometimes, but it's not the fundamental way in which my brain works. my brain first establishes the truth, and then I can use prospection as a form of educational approach. Dead Star says, I'm probably an outlier in the chat as an INF-P. What is an INF-P? I don't know these codes. INF-P, the mediator personality. Oh my God. What are you doing here on JFG tonight? Being such a social man. Although they may seem quiet or unassuming, mediators have vibrant, passionate inner lives. Creative and imaginative, they happily lose themselves in daydreams, inventing all sorts of stories and conversations in their minds. These personalities are known for their sensitivity. Mediators can have a profound emotional responses to music, art, nature, and the people around them. Wow, bro. You are an outlier here, but welcome. We're happy to have you. Silver Spider says, JF is a breath of fresh air in a leftist world where we can't judge anything by a standard. Yeah, maybe it's what ultimately pushed me toward the right-wing positions that I eventually took. Perhaps the judgmental aspect. Because, yeah, you know, I consider that it's a legitimate thing for someone to believe that someone else is a girl or a man, and to stick to that interpretation. Like, and to the leftist, it's all about how that person self-identifies. To me, it's all about, what can I get out of this person? Can I get sperm? If I can get sperm, it's a man. Can I get an egg? If I can get an egg, it's a female. To me, sex is not a self-defined thing. To me, sex is ultimately a position as an object that you have in the world for others. You are a man to the extent that I can use you as a man, if I'm a female, for the purpose of reproduction. Half of Joe Biden's Twitter followers are fake, audit reveals, and Elon Musk tweets, interesting. So, checks calculator, that would be like 10 times more than 5%. Elon Musk is not going to buy Twitter at this rate. Elon Musk is engaging on a campaign of smearing of Twitter. I mean, it's good. Perhaps it's what he wants to do, and I encourage him to continue. But I had hope that Elon Musk would buy Twitter, and now he's spending his days tweeting about how overrated Twitter is, and there are so much bots on the platform. But when do we get free speech? That's all I care about. Dead Star says, I wish JF would forget the J versus P and learn that those letters code for something else. Well, I've Googled it. I've ended up on this description, which explains that it is between the judging and perceiving scale. So you're going to tell me that the J and the P does not correspond to the judging perceiving scale. Send me your own Dead Star at this point. Just send me your own links. But stop coming here and telling me I don't do research, because I researched it and these people are telling me it's the judging perceiving scale. So it's like, maybe you have your own interpretation out there. You live in a parallel world where everything you think about these scales is true. You go ahead, live in that world, but stop annoying me. And if you want to annoy me, send me some references. Pineapple Platypotamus says, Jeff, that's your psychopathy, lol, same for me. My psychopathy leads me to have an opinion on whether people around me are males and females. Have we attained this point where it's you have to be psychopath to just have an opinion of, oh yeah, this person is a girl? Musk versus Soros. I can no longer support Democrats. I will vote Republican. Elon Musk is announcing that the Democrat is now the party of division and hate, so I can no longer support them and will vote Republican. Now, watch their Dirty Tricks campaign against me unfold. Popcorn. Dead Star sends $10.10 and he says, for annoying you. Well, thank you. Thank you. At least I'm making money out of this annoyance. Thank you. I'm very happy about this. Thank you for supporting the show. Elon Musk will be voting Republican. That is interesting. I think he's always been a secret Republican in a way, in the sense that maybe he was voting Democrats. But he's always been for liberty too much for the modern left. And so he was basically misassigning himself as a Democrat, probably because he has this whole open mind and let's save the planet. So I think it's a natural thing that he goes to vote Republican, which at this point is the only party for people who believe in liberty. Yeah, so Musk sides with the Republicans. Now, there is another news item, but I've lost it. I wanted to show it at the same time as this one. I seem to have lost it. But it was interesting because it's Elon Musk. What was it about? I wanted to show it. Because it told, oh yeah, so it's the S&P cuts Tesla, electric vehicle maker from the ESG index. Musk slams outrageous scam. So the Environmental, Social, and Governance Index is this index which says it gives to people a label, and it's to stock corporations a label that says you are good, you are doing the good leftist thing, you care about the environment, about the social aspect of the consequences of your company, and about governance. And how do you end up on the ESG? Well, you have to do something like, oh, your company is about saving the world, or your company is about reducing carbon fuel, or your company is about having better democratic practices, or it's giving a lot of its profits to socialist stuff, or pro vote, or get the vote out initiatives. So basically, you are approved the ESG if you do all of the good things that the good people choose to be good. And Tesla has just been kicked out of it. They say while Tesla may be playing its part in taking fuel-powered cars off the road, it has fallen behind its peers when examined through a wider ESG lens. And Zero Hedge was saying, playing its part? Interrogation mark. Look at this. Tesla is dominating the market still in terms of electric vehicles. If you remove the gas vehicles, they are the biggest players still. I didn't know this. So basically, they have cited concerns relating to working conditions and the firm's handling of an investigation into deaths and injuries linked to its drive assistance system. So basically, you have, among other cases, probably one of the things that influences this, when they say concerns related to working condition, they're probably referring to all these cases where there's a bunch of employees of Tesla who got together and they started lawsuits about racial discrimination, apparently because in Tesla, in the company, it was there was an atmosphere of racial joking of some kind. That's probably what they mean by concerns related to working conditions. It's basically a bunch of minority employees who started saying Tesla is racist. And yeah, so basically Elon Musk is getting told, even if you are the biggest player in the electric car domain, which does exactly what the ESG are supposed to do, which is reduce carbon emissions, you've not done enough on these other aspects to be an ESG confirmed. Elon Musk has called bullshit on Twitter. Exxon is rated top 10 best in the world for environment, social, and governance by S&P 500, while Tesla didn't make the list. ESG is a scam. It has been weaponized by phony social justice warriors. S&P Global Ratings has lost their integrity. I agree. It's a ridiculous system. It's always been a fraudulent system, but they have initially, you know, lived to a certain standard, but eventually you basically buy your way into the ESG, and that's what it's going to be. Shelburne has sent a super chat. He says, your take on tattoos is epic, JF. Well, it's very simple, but yes, I agree. It should be taught to everyone. When you get someone who has a tattoo, he's revealing something to you. And you should use that information. There was a gay guy at Twitter caught by Project Veritas last night, just during the show. Actually, they published this video during the show of last night. Alex Martinez, lead client partner, Twitter. And yeah, they caught him, and I was feeling super uneasy, because normally the Project Veritas way of operating is there's the cute female, she's talking charmingly to the Twitter guy and getting him to spill all the beans. But now it was a gay Project Veritas journalist flirting with this gay guy, and I felt unease. I felt bizarre. I don't know if the gay guy is Alex Martinez. I would have to replay it, but yesterday I'll just go to check if it's the right reference. Yesterday I've put the right reference up on my Gab account. Yeah, it looks like this is the guy. Alex Martinez, and he's being flirtatious to the Project I find flirtatious. Personally, that's how I interpreted it. Of course, there's no explicit reference to flirting, but he's like, oh, I met you in a natural context, so I can trust that you're not a Project Veritas guy. He says this right on the hidden Project Veritas camera. Yeah, we don't learn much more other than this guy is totally in line with the current Twitter censorship. He's talking about how there are certain things that shouldn't be out there. And he's talking about the things that should be out there. And people cannot make the right decision as long as we don't put the right things out there that's supposed to be out there. That's what he says. So basically, informational control and centralized control from a bunch of leftists in a big corporation for the entire world. What else do we have in the news? People are talking about treating the idea of white replacement as terroristic. My guidance is that we have to treat it as the terrorist threat that it is. We rallied on 9/11. There was no question about what the country is going to do. We are facing the same threat. We should label them the domestic terrorist party. So he's talking about the GOP here. For certain members pushing the white replacement conspiracy theory. However, white people are getting replaced. Oh yeah, yeah, they're getting replaced, but it's the theory that's a conspiracy theory. So the theory of white replacement is a conspiracy theory, although white people are indeed getting replaced. But it's not intentional. So because it's not intentional, the conspiracy theory according to which it's intentional is false. In fact, it's unintentional that white people are getting replaced. That's basically what they're asking us to do as a mind, as a mind exercise. We are supposed to say, oh yeah, the white replacement conspiracy theory is a domestic terrorist threat, although it's also true, but it's a threat because it's non-intentional. Because when you look at the numbers, the white population is relatively stable, in fact starts going down a little bit around 2000. and the minority population is going up and up and up. So in percentage, the white population is definitely getting smaller and smaller every year. Carlos Kilfes says, Jeff, why do they call it a theory? It seems like leftist speak. It is leftist speak. When I was pointing out, this is a prediction for the future. But that is a the record reality up to 2020. So ignore these three bar graphs. They are the prediction for the future. But even the prediction for the future is somehow informative. Because if it is what is predicted for the future, then how is that not intentional? The fact that we're keeping the policies in place that leads to this graph. And how can it not be intentional if you know about this graph? If the politicians know about this graph, shouldn't they know? Yeah, the reason they call it theory, Carlos, is... if they were to just say the myth of white replacement, then there would certainly be people pulling graphs like this one and saying, no, it's not a myth. Look, it's true. It's a fact. And so they don't want to fight against the fact. They don't want to be evaluated for the standard of, is the fact true? Because the fact is true. White people are progressively being replaced in America. They add theory so that they can inject anything in that theory construct. Now, when it's a theory, well, the theory is wrong. Well, what are the aspects of this theory? Well, the aspect of this theory that is wrong is the fact that people claim that it is an intentional replacement that's happening. It's not. And so you'll always see them when they define that conspiracy theory. You will always see them up the threshold for this theory. They will say, the white replacement theory is a conspiracy theory according to which white people in America are intentionally getting displaced and replaced by an evil cabal of pedophile pizza signaling lizards. And then it's going to be like, okay, well, if you remove the whole end of the sentence, do white people get replaced? Are they currently getting replaced? Yes, they are. But that's goalpost moving, typical threshold increase so that the thing can only be false. Key NIH research executive received 70 secret royalty payments. Colleague got 7. This is a scandal arising because there's more and more documents coming out indicating the presence of secret royalty payments. As it turns out, all these people in the U.S. government who were in positions, you know, to push this policy for the vaccine to be highly promoted and highly pressured and forced, that's to some extent, they were receiving royalty payment. That is an absolute violation of the duty to reveal conflicts of interest. Absolutely scandalous. Silver Spider sends $5 for the greenhouse. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I will buy some soil additives, perhaps. I will buy... I'm good on seeds. On seeds, I've kept so much seeds last year. I have them right around my feet right now. I have plenty of seeds. Today, I also seeded right in the greenhouse without making them grow inside. I've seeded seeds of carrots and beets. Carlos Kilfes says, Jeff, what's the counter argument? The ideal counter-argument against these talks of white replacement theory being a conspiracy theory has been made by the guy whose name is the Irreplaceable, who I had as a guest on this show, who had been a fan of the show, and you'll remember he went viral with his presentation. And his presentation was saying, so let's look at the definition of the UN in terms of what is a genocide. And by the UN's definition, a genocide is to bring about circumstances of life that make it harder or more difficult or more painful for a people to live or survive or culturally survive or simply survive. So that is the definition of the UN. And he highlights, of course, that in our society, people are becoming increasingly hostile to white people. The policies being put in place make it harder for white people to get a job, to get high in the rankings of a company or whatever. So all of this affirmative action is ultimately anti-white discrimination. And so you bring these people to realize, does it really matter whether it's intentional? Wouldn't you be alarmed that a genocide was to happen? Or would you stop being alarmed if it just so happens that the genocide is unintentional? And it's as simple as this. Ask someone, so are you telling me that genocides are okay as long as they're not intentional? What if a genocide was committed by, say, a machine, an AI, that doesn't have intention? Maybe it's just a robot that malfunctions, a wire just pops off and he decides, let's kill humanity or let's kill a certain subsection of humanity. Would you fight this? Would that be wrong? And so you realize that the intentional aspect of genocide and white replacement is absolutely irrelevant. If it's happening, that's what's relevant. And so then once they are engaged on this and once they've followed you on this moral path of, oh yeah, right, a genocide would be bad even if it's unintentional, then you say, all right, well, is a white replacement happening right now in the US? And the answer is yes. Of course, you look at any graph of proportions of white people with respect to the rest, and you'll see it's happening. And then you can even go back to the intentional aspect and you can reconquer that intentional thing. You can say, all right, now let's talk about whether it's intentional. Do you think that the people who vote for our immigration laws have no idea whatsoever of the consequences of these laws? Do you think that they don't understand that there's a link ultimately between any given immigration law in this graph where we can see white people disappearing progressively? Do you think that the Democrats are totally unaware that the more immigrants there are in a given city, the more likely they are to win? Do you think really that they're so unintentional about it that they don't know that? And I hope that the person you engage in is in good faith enough that they would have to concede that yes, okay, white replacement is happening. It doesn't matter if it's intentional or unintentional, because it would be grave in any of these two options. But in the end, yes, it's intentional. You've done the three pillars of the argument that you have to do. Google's Russian subsidiary to file for bankruptcy after bank account seized. So Google will be disappearing from Russia, I guess, because the Alphabet Inc. unit has been under pressure in Russia for months for failing to delete content Moscow deems illegal and for restricting access to some Russian media on YouTube. So it's the war between Google and Russia, and I think that there will be no more Google Russia, I guess. That's what will happen. Ali Mayer says one of the ways to hide it, white replacement, for so long was by counting Mexicans as white. They only revealed their little non-Hispanic white trick within the last few years. Oh yeah, that's definitely a problem. Yes. Of course, when we talk about white, we talk about a genetic nuclei that came from a mostly English and German root into America, and also French to some extent. Finland, Sweden apply to join NATO amid Turkish objections. So it seems decided Finland and Sweden I've formally applied to join NATO, so now it's a matter of NATO deciding. We'll see what happens, but that's interesting. Charles Nenner warns, 1/3 of global population won't survive the next war cycle. I tend to... Yeah, it may be an overestimation, but something like this is going to happen. There will have to be massive death, because when you look at the cycles of history, there was World War II, you know, there were bloody wars happening. Let's say every 80 years or every 100 years. Since we are headed back to this part of the cycle of history, who knows what will happen then with nuclear weapons, with the availability of weapons of mass destruction. There will have to be a lot of lives lost. I don't want this to happen. I'm totally anti-war, but it's probably going to have to happen in a way that we can't keep it from happening. Trucking stocks massacred after Target warns of $1 billion in incremental freight cost. So yes, the trucking sector, on top of the fact that the truckers themselves have at times fought for liberty and started strikes, but they will be strangled by the price of gas. So I don't know what will happen with deliveries, but this will cause further shortage. I would expect that if on top of the supply chain problems, you have fuel cost that keeps elevating and elevating as it is right now, it's going to be hard to make it to the point where the product can get onto your shelves in a distant area. So someone who has chosen a lifestyle far from civilization like me, I better produce vegetables this summer, because I don't think we'll have access to all products at this point. Firestarter says, wait, one moment. Firestarter says, wait, why would truck stocks go down if costs go up? Well, I guess that it's because, here's how it is. I mean, that's my understanding. If the cost of trucking is so high, and yes, Fractalman says they may have fixed contracts. That's definitely a possibility. And if they have fixed contracts, maybe they lose. Or maybe the way they dealt these contracts was assuming some fuel price. But here's the way I see it. Even if you go beyond an existing contract, if fuel is so high that you can't afford to pay a trucker to drive this food to your store, then you decide to go empty shelves on certain products. Then the trucker has no job, because you can't afford the cost that he would have to charge you to do the job. So you have basically a slowdown of the use of trucker as a whole. The truckers are not the one cashing in on the price increase of the fuel. Basically, they're the ones getting punished by it. That's it for tonight, boys. I'm going to go rest my shoulders. I'm tired, but I'm glad that I'm working super hard on this greenhouse. I can't wait to show you guys the pictures. The soil is getting beautiful with the landscape fabric that I'm starting to use. I'm going to have just my tomato plants in small holes. There will be zero herbs. It will be like Papa JF controls this space, and there are no weeds growing other than the ones I want to grow. Much love, see you all tomorrow, and join the Patreon or the Subscribestar if you'd like to support the show. Thank you to everyone who has donated tonight. Bye bye. Oh, Artemis says, hey JF, he sends a last super chat. He says, hey JF, they are gaslighting us. It's us who are crazy. There's no such conspiracy to get rid of white people. But soon they will change their script to, okay, sure, we want to replace white people, but that's for self-defense. Can't commit genocide against the oppressor. Oh yeah, and all of the ingredients for what you describes are already in place. Can't be racist against white people, according to them. If a white person does something to a black person, or the black person does the exact same thing, sometimes it's wrong in a sense, but not wrong in the other sense, because racism equals power plus prejudice. And if you don't have power, you cannot be racist, and therefore you cannot commit genocide. Yes, the double standards are all in place. All we have, all that we can do is flee civilization the furthest we can, set a life for ourselves, and perhaps wait 100 years. And I don't know if you'll be able to deny the white replacement theory in 100 years from now when we see the result of it. Bye-bye, see you all tomorrow. Thank you.